Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you, and how was church yesterday? My, hard to describe what a wonderful, wonderful day we had here at Bible Baptist Church. We were honored to have with us a tour group from Hiles Anderson College. It's a Bible college in Crown Point, Indiana, and we're honored to have a tour group from there in our service yesterday morning. My brother Snipes brought a wonderful message, and boy, the music was just delightful, and what a joy to have the young people with us who are training to be servants of God and be used of God. And God certainly used them yesterday in our service, and a wonderful service again in the evening, and just a great, great time with God's people. God met with us. Decisions were made for the Lord, and we're rejoicing in God's goodness to us. And I hope it was that way for you yesterday, where you went to church and that God met with you and spoke to your heart, gave you what you needed as you head into another week, and we're ready to face another work week. And that you were there in your place, that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. Now, if your Bible's close by, I want to share something with you today. It's, by the way, before we go there, Proverbs 30, you can be turning there if you have a place where you can go to your Bible. If you're driving, I wouldn't recommend it. But go ahead and turn to Proverbs 30. But listen, tonight starts Vacation Bible School right here at Bible Baptist Church, 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And the incredible race, and it's on, starting tonight at 6 o'clock. And so we invite children 4 years of age up to sixth grade. And we invite you out to be part of Vacation Bible School this year. They'll have a great time and enjoy themselves and learn something about the Savior this week. All right? Now, let's look at Proverbs 30, beginning in verse number 24, where the writer writes, "There be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. The answer a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. The conies are but a feeble folk, yet they make their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet they go forth all of them by bands. The spider taketh hold with her hands, and is in the king's palaces." I'm going to talk to you a little bit today, and probably more too much today to get covered in one broadcast, and we'll cover it over to tomorrow. I want to talk to you a little bit about big things in small packages. We know that we have to be careful about little things. I mean, it's the little courtesies in life, the little matters in our personal appearance, the little minutes of wasted time, the little details in our work. Nothing should be so small as not to command our attention. The first hint that Newton had, leading to his most important optical discoveries, was derived from a child's soap bubble. The art of printing was suggested by a man cutting letters in the bark of a tree. The telescope was the outcome of a boy's amusement with two glasses in his father's shop. Goodyear neglected his skillet on fire until it was red hot, but the accident guided him to the manufacture of vulcanized rubber. The web, a spider's web, suggested to Captain Brown the idea of a suspension bridge. Kraft's idea to put cheese in a sanitary package was the start of his business. Watching a spider weave its web gave Robert Bruce the courage to try again. In other words, they all learned great lessons from little things. But this is proven throughout the Bible. From Abraham, as a 90-year-old pilgrim, to the orphaned child Moses, to the shepherd boy David, God's word teaches that great truths come from the smallest of people. Even when the Lord sent his son into this world, he was born in a small way. The people who were chosen to be his parents were small people in the world's eyes. The ones who Jesus chose to carry on his mission would be considered small people, fishermen, tax collectors. But God has a way of putting immense value in something very small. always remember, no matter how big you get in life, when you were conceived, biologists tell us you were smaller than a grain of salt. Now, Proverbs 30 and verse 24 tells us there's four things that are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. The value of something doesn't depend on its size. And the four things we're going to look at in this passage here seem very small and insignificant, but we learn tremendous truths from them. Jesus started with 12. And even after his resurrection, the church in the book of Acts only numbered 120. Now, the historians tell us the population of Palestine about that time was around 4 million. So that meant that 1 in 30,000 were Christians. That would be equivalent to having about 8,000 believers in the entire United States. But consider what a great work was started with 120 followers of Jesus. Great things come in small packages. Now, these verses written here in the end of the book of Proverbs, this writer lists four things on earth that are very small. Yet, despite their size, they were wise. And when we study them, we can find four great characteristics of living, for Christian living. Let's look at them, shall we? Notice the first thing he mentions is the ant. The ants are a people, not strong, and yet they prepare their meat in the summer. Now, an ant speaks of preparation. In other words, what he's not strong. But he's wise because he plans ahead. I understand an ant brain has about 250,000 brain cells. You say, well, how's that compared to a human brain? Well, we have 10 million or so. So it would take a colony of about 40,000 ants collectively to have the same size brain as a human. But what does the ant do with its little brain that we can learn from? Well, I'll tell you what it does. It prepares for harder seasons. The ant knows just because it's summer now doesn't mean winter isn't coming. So the ant thinks about ahead and acts on what he knows is coming. There's so many mistakes we make. We obsess about yesterday. Are we worried about tomorrow? We can't do anything about either one. Why not change our attitude and adjust our thinking and put things in place for the future? Like what? Well, like about temptation. The Bible says every man's tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. So let's not put temptation and opportunity together. Let's look ahead and let's avoid all appearance of evil. What about being prepared for trials? Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. Hey, let's prepare for trials. But let's prepare for the second coming. Jesus said that I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. The Bible says the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And so we ought to be looking for the return of Christ, but we ought also be prepared to tell others about him. The Bible says we're to sanctify the Lord God in our heart and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh us a reason of the hope that's in us with meekness and fear. Remember, God didn't say he's the great I was, or he didn't say I'm the great I will be. He said, I am. He's a present God. Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Now let me give you a couple other thoughts about ants. Ants work with what they've been given. Ants work with what they've been given. The Bible says, whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. So you have to accept what you've been given and then use it with all your might for the glory of God. You are in the training ground today for what God will have you do tomorrow. What you're learning to do now will be used in the days to come. God may have you in an obscure place now, but your day is coming, my friend. He may have put you in the desert or the wilderness, but the palace of Pharaoh is right around the corner. Joseph learned that, did he not? From the pit to Potiphar's house to prison and finally to Pharaoh's palace. So we understand from ants that they work with what they've been given. But secondly, something else about ants. Ants work hard. You've never seen a lazy ant. The Bible says we're not to be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We're supposed to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Don't get weary serving God. You're preparing yourself for a great reward when Christ comes. You may get weary in the work, but don't get weary of the work. You may get tired in your service for God, but don't get tired of your service for God. Oh, let us not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light, send the light. Ants work hard. Ants use what's given to them, and then ants don't waste time complaining. When you knock down an anthill, they don't sit around and cry about it. They just start over. And that's one thing a Christian can always do. What do we do? Just keep at it. Just keep at it. Just keep at it. Just stay steady. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Listen, what you sow today, you will reap tomorrow. And listen, today, you're reaping what you sowed yesterday. All right, that's the ant. The first small thing we come to. What are they teaching us? They're teaching us about preparation. He plans ahead, and they're ready for what's coming. We plan ahead for temptations, for the second coming, for trials, for telling others about him. Ants work with what they've been given. Ants work hard, and ants don't waste time complaining. Now, I'll just touch on the next one here, and then we'll pick it up tomorrow as we're running out of time on today's broadcast. But it's the coney. The Bible says about the coney. The conies are but a feeble folk, yet make they their houses in the rocks. The coney here speaks of habitation. The ant spoke of preparation. The coney speaks of habitation. What they're not powerful. In fact, the Bible here calls them feeble. We'll say, preacher, why are they wise? They're wise because they know where to stay. They know where to stay. Now, we'll talk about what a coney is, and we'll talk about how a coney is aware, and how they know where to stay, and how they have the habitation. Then we're going to get in tomorrow, and we'll talk about the locust, and then we'll end by talking about the spider, all right? And so we're going to cover those when we get back together on our broadcast tomorrow. We're running out of time today, and I won't go any more into this coney. I want to give it the enough time, and so we'll just cover it with our broadcast tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. I want to remind you that we have them on podcast at iTunes and iHeartRadio. Go there if you would and subscribe for us. That'd be great, and it's free, but then it'll notify you whenever a new broadcast is up, usually about a day after they air on the radio. All right? And you can also go to our website, bbcgrovecity.org, and pick up the broadcast there or any past services as well. On our YouTube channel, we also have a Facebook page, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, and check that out if you would, and stay up to date on things happening here at Bible Baptist Church. If we can help you at all, have and pray with you about a prayer request, or you want to share a blessing, let us know. Drop me an email or give us a phone call. We'd love to hear from you. Well, have a great Monday, everybody. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.